So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Such a powerful intro.
It is, isn't it? Mm. It's a lot more powerful than watching Top Gun on your phone.
Jules.
Hey, whoa.
Hey, welcome, Steve. What's on the cards this week for Flicks and That?
Real mixed bag today. Okay. Well, not quality-wise. It's all great, but a few different things.
Mm-hmm.
So jumping right in the deep end, there's a new season of local show Wire to Anthems on TVNZ Plus. Which I've seen a few episodes of and quite enjoyed. This is the series of like 15-minute documentaries that follow New Zealand musicians as they go through the translation of one of their songs into Te Reo.
Mm-hmm.
But more than just kind of like pen and paper and doing the actual literal translation, it's quite an interesting journey for each of the people that are in the show as well. Mm-hmm. We saw some really cool stories in the first season. This one has, the episodes that I've seen have feature Lord, Cora and Paige, and they all have quite different experiences. The Lord one's particularly interesting because rather than developing something for the show, which is what all the other participants do, it's kind of about the EP that she already made in Te Reo. And so as much as it's about her, it's about Dame Hinewahi Mohi and how she reacted to the criticism of Lord's EP. It's a good watch. Cora and Paige both share a similar family story of having parents or grandparents who were fluent in Te Reo, but it just hasn't been passed down through the family for various historical reasons. So it's some really interesting reconnection there. And I'm also told that the Barnaby Weir episode's a real goodie as well. So if any of that seems like it's of interest, Wire to Anthems, it's on TVNZ Plus, TVNZ On Demand right now. So there we go. Moving right along from an inspiring, culturally uplifting, and very locally relevant musical series, I had a great time revisiting the 2009 horror Orphan the other day, which has received a prequel that no one asked for, which is currently in cinemas called Orphan First Kill. The 2009 film. I mean, John, look, I don't know if you're into like creepy killer.
It's like Rambo kind of Orphan, or?
Well, if you're into creepy killer kids, then Orphan comes strongly recommended.
Looks creepy! Just pulled up a photo on the internet here. Yep.
Yeah, I think Orphan was probably best known at the time of its release for having a particularly freaky poster, which had I think they've mirrored the actor's face down the middle and created a kind of like a bit of an optical illusion creep out effect there. But it follows a family who adopts a young girl from an orphanage, and it turns out that that was a terrible idea, and there's some deaths in that. So that was 2009. Now flash forward to 2022, and the same actor that has played the young girl in the original Orphan is now playing the same character, but in a prequel? Question mark. So that's what? It's 13 years later. The actor's in their 20s. Playing a child? Question mark. It's so audacious. They use an actual kid in the shots from behind. So you see the character walking along. It's a little girl walking along very clearly. Cut to the front. Oh no, it's clearly someone that's a little bit older than that. This is a really, really enjoyable schlocky trash. The first Orphan is quite a nicely shot film. There's a lot of effort going into how it's crafted. It's pretty schlocky, but Orphan First Kill is really just kind of trash of the finest, highest order. And I reckon that if you have seen neither, get on them. If you've seen Orphan, you should get along to cinemas with a few pals and probably a couple of beers and have a stupidly good time. Over the running time of the film, it does not get any less funny that they're trying to shoot around the fact that this actor's significantly older than they should be. Real good. And so they allegedly had such a good time, apparently, that there's talk of making another film in the series. Whether we have to wait over another decade for that, who can say?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. A couple of good horror options for you there. Speaking of trash of the highest order, not to say that this will be the sole form of programming this weekend, but very much looking forward to the annual 24-hour movie marathon taking place out at Hollywood Avondale. So starting at 3 p.m. Saturday, I'll be settling in for the long haul of a...
Something I've always wanted to commit to but have never done. It's on my to-do list. I have to do it at least once.
I think this year's the 23rd, so, yes. I mean, you've had a couple of chances at this point.
Okay. Do you have any hot tips on films that may be appearing?
No, I've got absolutely no idea, and part of the ethos of the event is that we don't talk about what we saw there either. So it's very much kind of you go and experience it, or mm-hmm. or you totally miss out. Each year, there's generally a couple of films that either have an upcoming release or just might bypass cinemas completely. Mm-hmm. There'll be a mix of bona fide kind of great films, a whole bunch of just. There's a time around maybe like 3 or 4 a.m. where they start playing some real difficult stuff to sit through, mm-hmm. and probably a lot less kind of controversial in nature than possibly decades past, but definitely messing with the audience and daring us to continue mm-hmm. to get through the grind of watching these films.
Mm-hmm. Are there any moments where something comes on and there's like a collective yes?
Oh yeah. Well, you know, being an audience of guess what, listeners, film nerds, there are definitely people there who will whoop and holler their appreciation suspiciously early when a film starts to play, as if do they know it, or is a studio intro enough? Sometimes it is, but yeah, it's a pretty receptive audience. Although I've got to say they've got some really good rules in place around not being a dick, mm-hmm. and it'd be really easy for an event like this to devolve into a bunch of people like yelling at the screen, talking the way through films, kind of being above the movies. You know, it's not an irony fest. This is 24 hours of people that love watching films,
mm-hmm.
even if a couple of them might be pure turkeys.
Mm-hmm. Any tips for surviving 24 hours in a cinema?
Oh, God.
Good hearty meal before you go in?
Yeah, but just careful on the food. No, don't overdo the food. I'd say schedule your coffees pretty cleverly, because eventually they're going to stop doing what you need them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe take a toothbrush. Nothing like brushing your teeth to just make you feel like less of a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just stretch those legs.
Okay.
Hydrate. Stretch the legs. Try and find a seat that strikes a balance between being very comfortable and maybe just a tiny bit uncomfortable.
Have you seen any classic movie items from the past appear at a film like this? Say someone breaks out some old tangy fruits.
What have I seen? I've seen a couple of people bring extremely large plastic containers full of enough food to feed an entire cinema,
mm-hmm.
which I think is strictly against the rules of the Enterprise.
Yes.
I think everyone's got their own little strategies of how they're going to get through.
Okay. All right. This weekend, Hollywood Avondale.
This weekend, Hollywood Avondale. Starts at 3 p.m. on Saturday. What tends to be quite amusing is when... We'll have a breakfast break in the morning. Like, there is a little allowance made mm-hmm. to actually go and get something to eat. But the state of people at about 8 or 9 a.m. on Sunday in the Avondale shops is pretty funny. a bunch of wide-eyed film nerds in various states of maybe pajamas or at least comfy clothes
mm-hmm.
stumbling around while... normal members of the public wonder what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm. Might have to do a drive-by.
Might see you on the street.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'll report back with full fatigue next week. Oh, I'm not allowed to talk about it, so actually I won't. I'll just say it was good.
All right. Steve, thank you very much.
See you next week.
Bye.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.